I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. One thing we've had almost from birth is our name. It's part of our identity, so it's hard to imagine what it would be like to not have a name at all. Rob Myers of Door International says many deaf children live in that reality. They've never had a shared language with those around them.
It's estimated that about 20% of deaf children actually have access to education in a sign language environment. And a lot of research has shown that if students don't have access to sign language when they're trying to learn written language, they don't actually acquire language very easily.
What's worse is they won't have access to the gospel. This was the situation for 7-year-old Jiroge until Dor introduced him to his own name in sign language and set him up to learn at a deaf church. The world has opened up for him, and if you'd like to help children like Jiroge, start by praying and visit missionnews.org. And the Warrior Leadership Summit for Native American teens ended last week. Several committed their lives to Christ, and now 60 of these young people are going with On Eagle's Wings through Ron Hutchcraft Ministries to 11 other Native reservations. Ron Hutchcraft says, along with music and sports,
you will see the On Eagle's Wings Warriors out having conversations all night long, meeting the local young people. And as they share their stories and compare the similarities of their battles, the Jesus that changed their life becomes the Jesus who changes the life of that local young person.
Please pray for the Holy Spirit to work through the On Eagle's Wings outreach team and consider sponsoring the team. Native young people often don't have a church or family members they can ask for support, so they really do need your help. Again, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.